18.
So it was a dead end?
Reggie asked. Pretty much, said Mike. He tossed his towel over a chair and pulled on his shirt. She was right. It should have worked.
You sure?
It's a 15-page program. A little overcomplicated, really, for what it does. I think with her experience, she could have pared it down to 4 or 5 with no problem.
Yeah?
Mike nodded. It's all C++, and it's a simple program.
You understand C++?
I learned it last night. It's just another language. I found the basics on a few websites, figured out the syntax, grammar, vocabulary. He shrugged. On the tablet screen, Reggie shook his head and smiled.
Well, I haven't seen any complaints, so I guess you weren't too rough on her. Still wish I'd seen it.
I thought I was kind of gentle, all things considered.
So what do you think?
About her?
About all of it.
Mike buttoned up his shirt. How much of this have your people gone over? The basic ideas behind the Albuquerque door?
None of it,
said Reggie.
There's nothing to go over until Arthur releases it.
But he and Olaf and the others, they've talked about it in meetings and phone calls, right?
Yes, of course.
Have you gone over the transcripts?
We've had people diagram the sentences just to see if we could squeeze a little extra out of their word choice. Nothing.
Doesn't that strike you as odd?
They don't want to tell us anything. They haven't.
Yeah, but to be able to have numerous conversations and let absolutely nothing slip. Doesn't that seem unusual to you?
Reggie rubbed his chin.
Maybe.
If you and I were talking with someone, how long do you think we could hide the fact that we knew each other?
How smart's the other person?
As smart as you.
Not too long. I'd pick up on something.
Right. But you've been talking to these people for years now, and you haven't picked up any details about what they're doing. This project is everything, and they've never let a single thing slip that you've been able to catch.
On the tablet screen, Reggie's face grew still.
Are you going somewhere with this?
I'm no expert, said Mike, but it feels like they're playing fast and loose with a lot of their terminology. That might be why you can't get anything from them.
How so?
A lot of the terms they're throwing around, dimensions, quantum states, realities, they use them like they're interchangeable, but I don't think they are, scientifically speaking.
He shrugged. Again, not my field of expertise. That's why I was wondering if any of your people had seen any connections. Or lack of connections, I guess.
Reggie nodded.
I'll have my people check again. Anything else seem odd?
Mike rolled his neck.
I don't know. Everyone feels a little rehearsed.
How so?
It's like a kid who hasn't done his homework, and he spent the whole school day planning out what he's going to say as an excuse.
Canned responses are pretty normal, said Reggie. I get that a lot.
It's more than that, though, said Mike. I had a professor in college who taught a course on the Brontes. He was talking one day about Villette, and...
Villette?
It's a novel by Charlotte Bronte. I'm making another analogy. Be patient for a minute.
Charlotte Bronte,
muttered Reggie.
One of the characters in the book spends all her time saying, I'm fine, I'm just fine, I'm really fine, I'm fine. And the professor pointed out that anyone who says they're fine that many times is probably really not fine.
Okay.
Everyone out here keeps telling me they're not hiding anything, said Mike. All of them. The only person who didn't try to tell me they're not hiding anything was Anne.
Anne?
The receptionist.
Ah...
said Reggie.
Okay.
I think Bob was going to tell me something the other night at dinner, but he closed up when we ran into Olaf.
Any idea what he was going to say?
He asked if Arthur had talked to you about him.
To me?
Yeah.
No more than anyone else. Did he give you any sort of context?
It probably ties to something they were talking about a few weeks ago.
They, meaning Bob and Arthur, or meaning the whole staff?
Mike replayed the conversation in his head.
I'm not sure, he admitted.
Reggie shook his head.
Could be anything, then. Did it match anything in the records?
Nothing I've seen, but I haven't gone through the maintenance logs yet.
Let me know what you find.
Yeah, of course. Question.
Shoot.
Why'd you pick me for this?
What do you mean?
Why am I here instead of someone else? Asked Mike. I'm not a physicist or a rocket scientist.
Says a man who taught himself C++ in a few hours. You've got at least 11 people on your staff who are security cleared and fully qualified to be here. Why me and not one of them?
Reggie's face shifted. He leaned back in his chair.
Where'd you get that number from?
The reports you gave me have already been approved on your end. They've all been signed and half of them have email addresses tagged onto them. 11 distinct people. They wouldn't get the reports if they didn't have clearance, and they wouldn't be reviewing them if they didn't have the background.
I thought we agreed you'd only use your powers for good.
You know the rules, said Mike. If you don't want me to know something, don't show it to me.
Fair enough.
So why me? Reggie stared at him through the monitor.
You alone there?
It's 6:30 in the morning. Who else would be here?
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. Answer the damned question.
Yes, I'm alone.
You're there because we couldn't find anything.
The ants scurried about with images of reports and memories of Reggie talking and arranged all of them in new patterns.
They're not paranoid, said Mike. You have been trying to steal their tech.
I can't steal it. I'm the one who paid for it. Besides, imagine if Arthur and Olaf died in a car crash or something. I would have been pouring hundreds of millions down a hole with nothing to show for it. Not to mention the greatest invention in human history. Gone, just like that.
You wouldn't get their work? Reggie shook his head.
Arthur's contract is ironclad, legally. Nothing about the Albuquerque door can be released without his approval. That approval isn't transferable or inheritable. An asteroid hits him tomorrow, the project is over.
How'd your people get into the computers?
There's no wireless in the main building.
They don't have the wireless turned on, corrected Reggie. It doesn't mean it's not there, if you know what you're doing.
And you couldn't find anything, said Mike. It was a statement.
Not a thing, agreed Reggie. No in-house files, no cloud backups, no emails, no Facebook posts. They've hidden everything. That's high-level paranoia, even for government employees.
So I'm here to find a back door for you.
Reggie shook his head.
You're there to evaluate it, just like I said, and if you end up with 3/4 of the project in your head, and if something ever happened to Arthur and Olaf, then we might have another talk.
You're going against the contract.
Reggie bit down on a response and took a breath.
I'm not stealing anything, he said, and I don't want you to steal anything. I'm not releasing anything to anyone, not even to my own staff. I'm bending the terms of the agreement, yes, but I need to know there's a way to get at all this data in a worst-case scenario, that's all. Even if you can just confirm he's writing everything down somewhere and not doing it all in his head, that'd be fantastic.
Why is everyone against people doing stuff in their head?
Because you can't share anything that way.
True, said Mike. Neither of them spoke for a moment.
Are we good?
Yeah. Sorry I doubted you.
I'm sorry I didn't explain everything.
Well, I'm supposed to be the smart one.
True, Reggie said.
Is there anything else you need to tell me?
About?
About all of it. Anything else you're keeping from me or forgot to mention or think you're going to slip past me?
Reggie smiled and settled back in his chair again.
I've known you too long to slip anything past you.
Not an answer.
No, there is nothing else I'm keeping from you. I want you to spend the month there and come back assuring me that I have nothing to worry about with the Albuquerque door or its future.
Okay, said Mike.
I don't want to lie to anyone. Your integrity's safe, Reggie said. Or as safe as it can be for any government employee.